This program is part of the Cosmic Potato Podcast Network. For more shows like this, visit our website at cosmicpotato.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. I just wanted to let you guys know here at the beginning that there is a little bit of a difference in the way the recording sounds at the beginning of the show this week. And that's because we had a little bit of a glitch with recording. And that glitch was that I forgot to press record when we started the show. So luckily, John was recording the show, and we use different programs to record, so there's a difference in the way that it sounds, but you'll notice that about 8-10 minutes into the show, it shifts over because I actually started recording. So that's the explanation for what you're about to hear. But other than that, we had a great time recording this episode. I hope you enjoy it. And let me go ahead and start playing that theme music and we'll get the show started.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Welcome to Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk Podcast.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
We've got you covered with everything from Marvel to Star Wars.
I'm glad you asked that because I wanted to take this time to explain my evil plan.
Classic films, trivia games, and beyond.
Go to the coast, get together, have a few laughs.
Now, on with the show.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk Podcast, and I have a joke.
Woohoo!
What do pirates like to read? Nothing. Most historians agree that the majority of pirates were probably illiterate.
That's good.
John, I'm going to stop you right there.
Yes.
You've been working real hard lately, and so I want you to just sit back. I'm going to take over. Right from this point, okay?
Are you talking to me?
You got it, dude.
No, I'm talking to Sean. Because this is what's happening tonight.
Oh, my Lord.
Ed Bro Game Show.
What?
Ed Bro Game Show. Ed Bro Game Show.
Admiral Game Show outranked Captain Game Show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I am taking over tonight, and I am putting Mr. John Irons through the ringer to see how he handles being on a game show.
I love it.
I knew this day would come. All right, that's fine.
So okay. I have... You remember when I posted that thing that said John Irons is the hardest working man on podcasting?
Yes.
I now know exactly what you go through. So I hope you all will enjoy this. I had a lot of fun writing up these questions, and I hope you don't think they really suck. So, I better write. Get some paper going here. So
see? All the stuff that you laugh at me for.
Let me see. What order do I want to do these in? Some of these will be assigned. Some of these will be buzz in.
I suspect that no matter what happens, Rick is still going to win.
So the order will be Virginia, John, and Sean, because that's the order you're showing up on my screen.
Okay.
Okay.
So, round one is going to be, and I didn't write a pithy intro for this one, I'm afraid. Well, actually, right. I did. Yes, I did. So, hang on a second.
Most of the time, I don't either.
Oh, hey guys, hold on just a second.
Okay.
I didn't record any of that.
I've got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Because, I don't know. Man, what the...
Don't ask me to do it again.
You're gonna hear me start because I know I hit start record. Okay, sorry. All right.
Okay, here we go.
Round one. Fight.
After being exposed to gamma radiation, rather than die horribly, Dr. Bruce Banner, in times of great stress, transforms into the giant green rage monster known as the Incredible Hulk. Not known for his mental acuity, the Hulk usually solves his dilemmas with his fists and his famous catchphrase, Hulk smash. But what if the Hulk weren't a superhero and had to deal with life's little problems in a less violent way? In these questions, I will give you a scenario that will end with the phrase, Hulk blank. And you must fill in the blank with a word that rhymes with smash. In order to get the point, you must not only say, Hulk, whatever, but you must do so in your best Hulk impression. For example, if I were to say, Hulk likes to play in the water, especially when he can do a cannonball, you would say, Hulk splash!
I love
these will be assigned, if the person whose it is assigned to does not get the answer right, then it will be open to steal. Virginia, you get the first one.
Yay!
The Hulk got jealous of Quicksilver and tried to get into the Olympics track and field events. Hulk figured he could cover 100 yards faster than just about anyone. So on his application, he wrote...
Hulk bash.
Very good. Okay, John.
Yep.
One day, the Hulk decided to try his giant green hand at photography. But instead of getting people to smile with this phrase, he made them fear he was about to drop his tiny purple pants.
Hulk flash!
Correct. Sean.
Yeah.
One night, after doing a double shift at Arby's, the Hulk was supposed to go clubbing with Tony Stark, but he accidentally fell asleep instead. When Stark called him in the morning to ask what happened, he said...
Oh, Hulk crash!
Yes.
I was poised to steal that one.
Well, I thought I did more of these. Okay, well, one Halloween. Oh, I'm sorry, Virginia.
Yes.
One Halloween, the Hulk spray painted the words "London Calling," "Rock the Casbah," "Should I Stay or Should I Go," and "Guns of Brixton" on his mighty chest. When asked what he was supposed to be, he smiled and said.
Hulk clash.
Very good. I was afraid that one was a little too vague.
No,
I don't.
I was kind of crossing my fingers and hoping that was right.
Okay, John.
Yes.
Even nigh invulnerable rage monsters can run afoul of nature, especially when he accidentally walks through Reed Richards' experimental super poison ivy garden. The CVS pharmacist was puzzled when he got a call from the Hulk asking for 2,000 gallons of calamine lotion. What do you need this lotion for? The man asked, and the Hulk said,
Oh, crap.
And last question of this round is for Sean.
Yep.
After watching one too many episodes of Iron Chef Wakanda, Hulk decided he could be a gourmet chef, but it turned out he was really only good at pulverizing tubers. So that Thanksgiving, Black Widow tossed him a bunch of spuds and said this.
Hulk mash!
Okay, I think that was a little too easy. However, this next round probably won't be. Okay, so...
Round two.
For this next round, I call this one Shatnerized.
Fight.
William Shatner has made a name for himself by turning popular songs into spoken word performances. I will now perform a series of songs in my best Shatnerian manner, and you buzz in when you think you know the song. If you get it right, you can get an extra point by identifying the original singer or band that made the song famous.
Got it.
This will be a buzz in. Okay. We're going to start off easy. And I gotta find it. I've pre-recorded all of these, so okay, here we go.
Take my love.
There we go.
Take my land.
John.
John.
That is the theme song to Firefly.
Very good. Okay. Next one. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Didn't know what time it was, and the lights were low, low, low. I leaned back on my radio. Oh, oh, some cat was laying down some rock and roll, a lot of soul, he said.
Sean.
Sean?
Is it play that funky music, White Boy?
No, it is not.
Okay. Sorry.
A loud sound, it seemed to fade, came back like a slow voice on a wave of phase. That weren't no DJ, that was Hazy Cosmic Jive.
Anyone?
I got nothing.
No.
No. Okay, that was David Bowie's Starman.
I thought you said we were starting easy.
We did with Firefly.
That was it. That was
the easy one.
Okay, just a heads up. The rest of these, the name of the song is in the lyrics. So when I hit the name of the song, I'll just go.
Okay.
Okay. You may notice there's a theme about these songs. Okay, here we go.
We had a lot of luck on Venus. We always had a ball on Mars. We're meeting all the groovy people. We've rocked the Milky Way so far. We danced around with Borealis. We're around the stars.
I got nothing.
Huh? Yeah, me either.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of something.
Would it help if I played it again?
No.
I don't think so.
I would like to say yes, but no.
Deep Purple's Space Truckin'.
Oh.
Never heard it.
Me either.
Oh my god, you children.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're moving a little more towards recent. This next one.
Growing in numbers, growing in speed. Can't fight the future, can't fight what I see. People, they come together. People, they fall apart. No one can stop us now. Because... I sing in the reaches, we'll see what we find. People, they come together, people, they fall apart. No one can stop us now, because...
Oh, wait, that's... crap. I think I've actually heard this one.
The first two words of the phrase I left out is "we are."
No,
no. Uh-uh. Again,
so I went from too easy to fucking impossibles.
Well,
no. Okay, it's no. Moby. We're all made of stars. Okay. If nobody gets this next one, I'm leaving. This one is just too easy. All right, you ready?
In my eyes, indisposed in disguises no one knows. Hides the face,
Sean.
Hides the snake.
Go, Sean.
That is Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun.
Very good.
Yay!
2 points for Sean. Okay, the penultimate one. Another one that should be a softball.
It should be.
Should be.
Our whole universe was in a hot... dense.
Sean.
Oh, that. Oh, geez.
That was really close.
That was really close. Sean, I think you just barely edged out John there.
That's the theme from Big Bang Theory.
Yes, it is. Do you know who sang it?
Yeah, it's Bare Naked Ladies.
Yep. Okay, this last one, if you get it, you get 2 points.
John.
Go ahead.
No, make him answer it. Make him answer it.
If I get it wrong, can I guess again when you play it?
Yes.
Space Oddity.
No. That I figured was way too damn obvious because Ground Control to Major Tom is not tricky at all.
Yeah. Do one of the. All right.
Okay. Here we go.
Beyond. The rim of the starlight. My love is wandering in star flight. I know they'll find in star-clustered reaches love.
Sean,
strange
go.
Love.
Is it the words to the Star Trek theme song?
Damn, dude, well done.
Wow.
Whoa.
I didn't even know there were words to it.
There's a story behind that. Alexander, there's a reason why Alexander Courage hates Gene Roddenberry, or hated, they're both dead now, Gene Roddenberry, and didn't work with Star Trek after the original series. Alexander Courage wrote the Star Trek theme song that we all know, and then Gene, knowing that if he wrote lyrics for it, he would get 50% of the royalties every time it was used, wrote these insipid, stupid lyrics to the song that no one has ever sung, without being ironic anyway. So these are them. Well, you know, let's go ahead and finish it just for
a star woman teaches. I know his journey ends never.
Star Trek. His Star Trek will go on forever.
Tell him, while he wanders his starry sea, remember. Oh, remember me.
Okay, so that was Sean. Sean, you have a commanding lead at this point.
All right. Yeah. This is rare for me.
Okay, that brings us to round three. That's the end of round two. And brings us to Intermission Improv.
Fine.
And tonight's Intermission Improv is Haiku Kung Fu. Ooh. And the subject is game shows in the year 3000. So as is traditional for Captain Game Show or Cosmic Potato, which is actually the show we're doing right now for reals, this would be a moment for you to enjoy a brief word from our sponsors, or actually from the other shows that are on the network, really sponsors, but you get the idea. Here's some commercials. Dig it.
We'll return after these messages.
Hey, you listener.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Do you like professional wrestling?
What?
If so, you'll love Reviewomania, where Rob and Zach break down every WrestleMania. You'll hear about great epic matches by the likes of Hulk Hogan.
And what you gonna do when Hulkamania and the largest arms in the world run wild on you?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh yeah!
Ric Flair.
Jet stealing! Woo! Wheeling dealing! Limousine right! Jet flying! Son of a gun!
Bret Hart.
The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be!
Shawn Michaels.
Bret Hart, you are a zero, my hero.
John Cena.
The champ is here!
Brock Lesnar.
Suplex City, bitch.
And so many more that I don't have time to even name. Check out Reviewomania right here on CosmicPotato.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker. It's a happening. Right here on CosmicPotato.com.
Arriba!
Hey everybody, I'm Troy.
And I'm AJ.
And we are the hosts of the World War G podcast, along with Colton, but he's not here right now.
Yeah, so pay no attention.
And we're a podcast about everything geek. We talk about movies, television,
video games, comic books.
We got movie commentaries, the occasional taste tests, like these lovely pina colada Oreos.
Just don't try the Coke ones.
No. Dang, what do we say after that?
Dang it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can find us right here at CosmicPotato.com or at WorldWarG.podbean.com.
Or wherever else you get your podcasting fix. And as always, stay geeky, my friends.
Yeah! Hi, this is Armin Shimmer. Listen to Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk podcast. By the way, that's Rule of Acquisition 286.
So, this is very much like when I do a lot of prep for a class,
and I think I've got enough for a whole hour and a half, and I'm done with it in 10 minutes. This is going way faster than I thought. This took forever to write, and we're like... I've been working on this for 3 weeks. Okay. All right. We're back. That was enlightening and elucidating and enticing and enthralling and titillating and all kinds of other words that end in A-T-I-N-G. And please check out the other shows on the Cosmic Potato Podcasting Network. So, now it is time to move on to...
Round 3. Fight.
The game is called Advertising 10101, and this is the one game I stole from John.
I'm good with it.
Hear it, Bob's.
I'm good with it unless you actually take some that I haven't used yet.
I'm more worried that I took some that you already did use. Here at Bob's, we live for alliteration and odd associations. As a result, our ad campaigns are among the most bizarre and interesting out there. In this game, I will read you an ad from our most recent circular, leaving out the actual items, and you must guess what they are. As an aid, I will tell you that they will both be nearly the same word, but with one letter changed. Nothing added, nothing rearranged, just one single letter changed. For example, if I said, "Come down and get a Bob's brand stethoscope. It uses the latest in listening technology to make sure that your atria and ventricles are A-OK. Bob's brand stethoscope, it literally hears your heart."
Okay.
And yes, that is a direct ripoff from the last time John used this game. But that is the last intentional theft.
Intentional.
These will be assigned. So, Virginia, you will get the first one.
Okay.
Keeping your house clean when you have children is a challenge at the best of times. But if you happen to live in an old shoe and have dozens of youngins, the task is nigh impossible. But here at Bob's, we feel your pain and have created a special sweeping device that breaks into several smaller sweepers that are just the right size for pint-sized mess makers and turns cleaning into fun for the whole family. Come to Bob's, where we have just the right blank for your blank.
Broom for your brood?
Very good.
Nice.
Okay, John.
Yep.
Getting back to nature is all the rage these days, but sometimes the woods can be very dull. But what if you could enjoy a frosty adult beverage with some of the world's most majestic yet deceptively cuddly-looking carnivores? Yes, we at Bob's enjoy partying with yogis and boo-boos, and to help you enjoy it too, we have this special backpack brewery, so on your next nature hike, you too can enjoy a blank with a blank.
A beer with a bear.
Yes. Sean.
Yes.
How many times has this happened to you? You're out at a Mexican restaurant and your hard-shelled delicacy filled with tasty meat, cheese, lettuce, and various condiments and salsas shouts out something rude to the lady at the next table. Sorry, I kind of put some extra words in that sentence that didn't belong there. Whew! Talk about embarrassing. Well, do we have a product for you? Just pop your dinner into our patented Bob's brand rudeness filter, and faster than you can say guacamole, your food will be as delicate as a flamenco dancer in a minefield. Yes, Bob's brand rudeness filter for when you need blank for your blank. You want to do that one again?
I know the second part. I know the second part. I'm blank. Somebody had to steal it.
Can you repeat it?
Sure. How many times has this happened to you? You're out at a Mexican restaurant and your hard-shelled delicacy filled with tasty meat, cheese, lettuce, and various condiments and salsas shouts out something rude to the lady at the next table. Phew, talk about embarrassing. Well, do we have a product for you? Just pop your dinner into our patented Bob's brand rudeness filter, and faster than you can say guacamole, your food will be as delicate as a flamenco dancer in a minefield. Yes, Bob's brand rudeness filter for when you need blank or your blank.
Oh, Virginia.
Virginia.
Tact for your taco.
Very good.
Oh. See, I was looking for a two-syllable word.
Okay, that was Sean. That was your question, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Virginia, this is yours. I hope this one's not too obscure. Making movies is hard work. Setting up shots, rehearsing the talent, dealing with subpar craft services, and worst of all is when you're viewing the past 24 hours' shots, you have to drink your coffee off of plain saucers. Well, no more. Bob's has teamed up with the DGA to supply all screening rooms with lovely lacy discs that say, "We have class" when we say how badly things went yesterday. Yes, now all movies can say that they use Bob's blank for blank.
John.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
can you say it again? I'm sorry.
Making movies is hard work. Setting up shots, rehearsing the talent, dealing with subpar craft services. And worst of all is when you're viewing the past 24 hours' shots, you have to drink your coffee off of plain saucers. Well, no more. Bob's has teamed up with the DGA to supply all screening rooms with lovely lacy discs that say, "We have class" when we see how badly things went yesterday. Yes, now all movies can say that they use Bob's blank for blank.
Oh, damn it. I don't know.
John, you called first.
Bob's doily when you watch the dailies.
Doilies for dailies, yes. Very good.
Yep, I knew that.
Okay, John, this one is yours.
Okay.
Cobb, Ruth, Sosa, Aaron, some of baseball's greatest hitters, but they all had one thing in common, dry toast in the dugout. But that is a malady of the past with Bob's brand Toast Emulsifier. Just a quick squeeze and today's Sultans of SWAT can enjoy creamy dairy and bread goodness without ever leaving the bullpen. That's right, Bob's brand Toast Emulsifier, when you need blank for your blank.
Butter for your batter.
Yes. Okay, Sean.
What is a cake recipe? Think about it.
Sean.
Yes.
Okay. Cardio. You hate it, and so do we. Who has time to spend 20 minutes a day at peak heart rate? At Bob's, we know you don't have minutes on end to waste in the gym, which is why we have our new Frightenator 3000. Just step up onto the F3K, and instead of telling you your weight, it will holographically project one of thousands of terrifying scenes from the most disgusting horror movies of the last 30 years. Your heart rate will go up to at least 300% of peak, or your money back. Yes, Bob's brand Frightenator 3000, when you need a blank from your blank.
Man, this is why I never win the game show. No, I don't know. I was going to say scare from your something, but I don't know.
Anyone else?
Can you repeat it one more time?
Sure. Cardio. You hate it, and so do we. Who has time to spend 20 minutes a day at peak heart rate? At Bob's, we know you don't have minutes on end to waste in the gym, which is why we have our new Frightenator 3000. Just step up onto the F3K, and instead of telling you your weight, it will holographically project one of thousands of terrifying scenes from the most disgusting horror movies of the last 30 years.
John.
Your heart rate will go... You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scare from your scale.
Very good.
I'm
such an idiot.
Okay. Okay, Virginia.
Yes.
Yeah, because that one was Sean's, right? Yeah, okay. Russians, North Koreans, Texans, the world is full of people trying to escape from oppressive regimes. But how can you tell if someone is seeking hang on, let me start that over again.
He gave this question to me because I'm from Texas, didn't you?
It just fell this way. Russians, North Koreans, Texans, the world is full of people trying to escape from oppressive regimes. But how can you tell if someone seeking political asylum is hiding in your house? Well, Bob's new sedition sensor lets you rest easy knowing there are no former KGB agents, Olympic gymnasts, or Romulan admirals hiding behind the sofa. Yes, Bob's sedition sensor, when you need a blank blank.
We need a...
The Romulan admiral is kind of a help.
For you.
A... I don't know.
Let me hear it again.
Okay. Russians, North Koreans, Texans, the world is full of people trying to escape from oppressive regimes. But how can you tell if someone seeking political asylum is hiding in your house? Well, Bob's new sedition sensor lets you rest easy, knowing there are no former KGB agents, Olympic gymnasts, or Romulan admirals hiding behind the sofa. Yes, Bob's sedition sensor, when you need a blank blank.
I'm almost there. Give me a second.
Yeah, I've got part of it, but... I can't come up with the rest of it.
Okay.
Can I team up with Sean?
I know part of it is cloak. I know the second part is cloak. But I don't know the first part. No? Well, then I was wrong.
Can I not team up with Sean?
Okay, time. When you need a defector detector.
The Romulan admiral, I kept thinking. God.
That's why I thought the name of the episode was cloak.
The defector.
Yeah.
Well, I just couldn't. I literally just couldn't remember the word. And I knew that if I got one, I'd get the other. I was like, it's the person. What's the person who switches countries? They switch their name. Asylum. Asylum now. That's way too complicated a word. What the hell is it?
All right. Okay, so this is John. Okay, John.
Yes.
As ice hockey becomes more and more popular outside of Canada, the number of retired players has been steadily rising, and a surprisingly large number of them are becoming guitarists. Now hockey players are known for being both sentimental and sensitive, and many of them wish to commemorate their time on the ice when they are on stage strumming away to soft jazz or Sinatra standards. And that's where we come in. Here at Bob's, we can make the perfect plectrum from those old beat-up rubber discs once they're no longer being slapped around the rink. Yes, here at Bob's, we can make a blank from your blank.
Pick from your puck.
Yes.
I was looking at puck and I was like, no, that doesn't fit. That doesn't make sense.
Okay, and Sean, you get the last question of the round.
All right, and I will fail miserably.
And this one I just came up with today. I've been agonizing over this. In this day and age when idiot politicians have once again made the threat of nuclear Armageddon a real one, surely your main concern is who will take care of your money once civilization as we know it has gone up in an incandescent mushroom cloud. Well, we here at Bob's have got your financial back. Our one-person fallout shelters are equipped with state-of-the-art stock tickers and e-commerce connections, not to mention the latest in life support systems and radiation scrubbers, so your main money man will be able to monitor your wealth even during the worst of the nuclear holocaust. That's right. When the missiles are coming, you can count on Bob's to supply a blank for your blank.
A bunker for your banker?
Yes.
Nice.
Okay, that is the end of the three rounds, and now it is time to hear your haikus. Who's got one?
I do.
Okay. I actually do not. I couldn't come up with anything.
All right, so it was game shows in the year 3000, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Before we do this, should I tell you how I score?
Sure.
Oh, we're getting secrets.
Actually, never mind.
Can't pull the curtain back too much, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Plinko named that price. Bob Barkbot, Android Carry, the price is wrong, bitch.
Can you read that one more time, please?
Yeah. Plinko named that price. Bob Barkbot, Android Carry, the price is wrong, bitch.
Okay. All right. John, do you have one?
I do. Who stays on the shelf and who's going down? Next time on Brains in a Jar.
Oh, shit. We have a tie.
See?
And I don't have a tiebreaker.
I would give you one of mine, but I feel like being an advantage.
All right. I don't know if you've ever done this one, but
he's like, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10.
No,
I was just thinking that.
No, okay. Googling.
We are okay. Let me randomize who starts. All right, John, you are 1 through 5, and Sean, you are 6 through 10.
Okay.
All right, John, you go first.
Okay.
We will alternate back and forth. You must name a starship from, or a spaceship.
Are you kidding?
Any science fiction show.
All right, okay.
And whoever runs out is the loser. John, go ahead.
Question.
Yes?
Can we do different models of the same ship?
If you can name the class.
Oh. All right, I'll start with the Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
The Voyager.
Okay.
Defiant.
The Galileo.
Discovery.
The Serenity.
Oh, that was my next one. Galactica.
The Orville.
Millennium Falcon.
Did I already say Galileo? Didn't I? The Enterprise D Galaxy class.
Okay.
TARDIS.
What was that?
Ooh, that's a good one.
TARDIS.
Oh, okay.
The Defiant from Deep Space Nine.
We already had that one.
He said
John wins.
Well, he said Defiant. There was a Defiant in Star Trek, and there was one in Deep Space Nine. They're two different ships.
All right.
The Defiant from Deep Space Nine was the one I was thinking of. You should have asked me.
Well, the Defiant from TOS, a Constitution
yep.
class.
No, oh, you're right. You're right. Okay, carry on, John.
He's still in it.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. The Nebuchadnezzar.
Ooh, nice.
The Kelvin.
What?
The Kelvin. Kelvin.
The Kelvin.
All right, I'm guessing that's a thing.
from Star Trek 2009.
So but it's not called the Kelvin, is it?
Yeah, that's why they call it the Kelvin timeline.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. I never asked.
5 seconds. Sean is the victor.
I really wanted to use my next one too. I was going to say the Botany Bay.
But how are you going to say it?
Yeah.
De Botany Bay. I can't do a fake Russian accent.
It's going to occur to me as soon as, and I'm kicking myself, I couldn't remember the name of the ship in Futurama.
The Planet Express.
Planet Express.
Yeah.
I can see it. I'm like, can I drive really fast? I can drive really fast. All
right. Well done. Before we did the final round, both John and Sean had 10 points, and Virginia, I didn't have that many questions, so don't worry about it.
I was about to say, if it's like -5, that's fine.
You know,
I didn't do so great last night either.
It felt like I had a lot more questions, and then I'm reading it, I'm like, Jesus, dude. John, yeah. I will never give you shit about the show ever again.
You should clip that part out of this episode and just replay it to him every time he gives you shit.
Yeah. That'll be a hot button on his computer, yeah.
I'll never give you shit as you're giving me shit.
Oh, okay.
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed that. I had a blast setting this up. It was one of those things that I had the idea for it. I was like, hey, Sean, let me take over the show someday. And he's like, yeah, sure. And then I was like, oh, I have to come up with stuff.
That was fun. That was fun.
Well, you know what the problem was? I was like, oh, wait, I've got all of these questions that I gave Sean before. Damn it. Because I was like, I've got all these stuff we did for the cons, and then I remembered they were stuff that I did for
I probably wouldn't have remembered. That was what, 3 years, 2 years ago?
So, out of curiosity, how do you score the haiku?
Let me see. Sean got 1 point for it. Yours got two.
Okay.
Because Sean's was there, but yours was very clever.
John's a veteran haiku writer, so.
And I relinquish control of the ship back to you, sir, Mr. Sean.
No, I was just gonna say we've got a few minutes. If the original topic that I gave John in Virginia, that was that we were going to do like news and reviews.
that was fun, Rick. I actually appreciate that. And I appreciate your appreciation. Because keep in mind, I typically do two shows each night.
Yeah, I can't imagine writing two shows. And like, how many shows have you done now? It's been like 40 or 50 so far, right?
This week I think 37 will come out this week, and I've got probably four more waiting to be edited.
You are a f***ing machine, sir.
So when 37 comes, when I've edited it, because I have not. it was really good, but yeah, usually I take at least 2 or 3 days to edit.
Yeah.
Typically, I take about a week. 2 or 3 is kind of pushing it. So me, like, editing tonight and putting it out tomorrow is...
Yeah. I was about to be impressed if you were talking about the one we did last night. And Sean, were you on... You weren't on the one that I'm talking about that I don't remember, were you?
Yeah, he was.
He was. Okay, then you know. Never mind.
It was what can I say that? Oh yeah, it's the
Ambien.
The Ambien one. It's Speed Racer.
But you didn't. I mean, you didn't say anything crazy on that show that I remember. It's not like you.
No, I just don't remember it. Yeah, one of the things that Ambien does is it erases like the a certain amount of time before you finally crash. Is it just sort of erases that memory?
Yeah.
And I only took half of one, so it wasn't that bad. I know I did a show that night, but damn if I can remember what we talked about.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
So what's Captain Game Show? Well, the short answer is it's a podcast. The long answer is it's a lighthearted trivia wordplay thunderdome.
I call this game Dark and Gritty Kids.
Natural
stuff.
Born sequel. What's my motivation? Epic bird play. Advertising 10101.
Rhyme cast.
Mr. Dalek. Life coach. I'll come up with games, and my guests come up with answers.
Exfoliate.
Duck, duck, goose.
He's got to put down the ducky if he wants to play the saxophone.
Porn monogamy.
Wolfgang Puck is Darkwing Duck.
Me, Grimlock, is Tupac.
My Little Pony Friendship is Magic Mike.
Correct.
There's also improv, music, and an inordinate amount of rhyming.
Good night, John Travolta, with Klingon-like hair. Good night, 3% rating. You're tough, but you're fair.
You can find Captain Game Show on CosmicPotato.com. We're also on iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever else you normally get your podcasts.
Round one, round two, final round, fight!
I don't know where this is going, but I like it.
Attention, people of Earth! There's a new podcast on the Cosmic Potato Network you should check out. It's called Wait, You've Never Seen... I'm Shane.
And I'm Virginia, and I have no idea what that was.
I'm so sorry for the old-timey voice. I can't promise it won't happen again, though. So, Virginia and I will be taking turns watching movies that one of us has never seen.
because I grew up under a rock and have a lot of catching up to do.
I am uncultured, so Virginia will be showing me musicals and old-timey movies. Again, we can be heard on the Cosmic Potato Podcast Network.
And on our website at waityouveneverseen.com.
See you then!
Froggy Fresh! Yeah. We back up in this. Y'all already know. Cause I am the baddest of them all. If you ain't about money, then I don't mess with y'all. Y'all think I don't get girls, cause I ain't very tall. If she see my stacks, I bet you that she calls. You know that I...
Okay, so the only real news as far as entertainment that happened this week was that Bill Cosby's going to jail, but we won't go into that too much.
You can edit that out.
Yeah. So let's all talk about something that we've been watching, or a movie that we've seen recently, or something that we're binging on Netflix, and we'll just kind of we'll do that for a couple of minutes. We probably got about 10 minutes. Well, my call dropped. And while you guys were talking, that's something, my call dropped. I had to reconnect, so I'm starting a new recording. editing these two shows we recorded tonight is going to be fun, I'm telling you what. Luckily, the one that we recorded earlier is not going to come out for a while. So, all right, so what I've been watching, I went to see a movie the other night with my wife called... Life Itself. Have you guys seen the preview for that? The trailer?
I know.
No.
All right. So
I've not seen squat for weeks.
It is made by the... I'm trying to sign in to Netflix so that I can see... So I can refresh my memory on some of the stuff I've been watching. It's made by the same people that do This Is Us, which is one of my wife's favorite shows. One of the few shows that we watch together that we can actually... kind of enjoy.
Isn't that the show that crushes the country psyche once a week?
Yeah, pretty much. All right, so Life Itself, if you've seen the trailer, it's supposed to be this, according to what the trailer advertised, it's supposed to be this family drama about a man and a woman who are like they're in their honeymoon phase or whatever. They just got married. They're having a baby. And it's about their family and the parents and all, you know, it's just a family, it's just a family drama. What we actually got was a movie that requires a couple of doses of Xanax to get through, because it's like, if you think This Is Us, they do things in order to, which all movies manipulate your emotions, but This Is Us manipulates your emotions to the nth degree and tries to get you to cry every week. This movie tries to crush you three or four times throughout the movie. It's like, let's introduce these characters and then have something horrible happen to them way before you expect it to. So I'm going to try not to spoil it, but the movie advertises it as being about Olivia Wilde and Oscar Isaac. And their story is over 20 minutes into the movie.
Oh, this is the one you were... Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so everything that happens after that, it's like broken up into chapters. And then I liked the movie at the beginning because it seemed like it was a nonlinear story. It was told from the point of view of an unreliable narrator. So the things that he was telling you... was not exactly the way that things happened, and you know, and they would show you both, and actually at the very beginning of it, what you're actually seeing is a screenplay that he's writing that's narrated by Samuel L. Jackson, and he's, you know, Samuel L. Jackson's there narrating all this stuff that's going on, and so the first part of it I thought was great, and then it goes into something completely different with people that were not even in the trailer, you know, I did not enjoy it after about the first 20 minutes or whatever. But so I don't recommend that. I probably give that 1.5 stars. The only other thing that I have been watching is I pulled up my Netflix, but I'm afraid as soon as I do, my call's going to drop again. But
you heard about the bomb in the city?
You know what I hate about Netflix right now is that you can't scroll through your menu without it playing trailers at you. The Good Cop. You guys heard of that show? It's on Netflix.
No.
Okay. It is kind of like a drama comedy kind of thing, because it's about this guy who is a homicide detective, but he's real straight-laced, you know. He doesn't break the rules and stuff, which is funny because his father was a cop, but his father went to jail for corruption. And so he's trying to kind of distance himself from that and carry on his career. But at the same time, his father is out of jail now, and his father's trying to give him advice on how to be a cop, you know. And his father's played by Tony Danza. So I watched one episode of that, and it's pretty good so far. Other than that, I've been watching a lot of Cheers lately. I've gotten into that. Used to be a show that I watched all the time when I was younger, and it's on Netflix. So I've just been kind of turning it on when I'm at the end of the day, and I just want to sit and veg out in front of something and not really have to put a whole lot of thought into it, you know. So Cheers is there. What about you, Virginia? What have you been watching on TV?
I haven't been watching a whole lot. Things have been kind of stressful around here lately, so it's kind of quieting back down. But I just recently saw Iron Man for the first time.
Oh, wow. You're only 11 years behind.
I know.
Or 10 years behind. Excuse me, 10 years behind.
We're going to, which I really liked. I'm not really sure what the douchey facial hair is about. I'm sure it's related to the comics, but
yeah.
It was kind of distracting.
So which Marvel films have you seen?
I've seen Iron Man. I saw the first Thor movie, and I saw the first Avengers movie.
Okay. So you're trying to do the marathon, the gamut?
Yeah, we have the Netflix DVD, so we've been kind of alternating movies that we're watching for our podcast and movies that we just want to watch. Because for me, if we had an episode for every movie I haven't seen, we would literally have enough shows for like the next 3 years. Right. So, yeah, we're kind of slowly making our way through that. But if any of y'all or anybody who's listening is fans of like classic movies, we also recently signed up for Filmstruck, which is Turner Classic Movies, like app or whatever that you can get on Roku and your iPhone or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they have a star of the week or star of the month. And they finally got my money when they put Cary Grant on there. So he's my movie star, classic movie star boyfriend. And then this weekend we're going to go see Above and Beyond: NASA's Journey to Tomorrow. Oh. Shane is really into the space program and stuff, so that's going to be really cool, I think.
So that's like a documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think First Man comes out next week. Oh, the film about Neil Armstrong that's supposed to be coming out. That's got what's his face in it? Can't remember his name.
You know that dude? Yeah, that was in that thing.
What is his name? Oh, whatever. Yeah, I've been wanting to see that. That looks like it's going to be a good movie. John, what have you been watching?
Okay. I was just My Hero Academia. I'm putting the plug in. It was a good. It's a good show. It's anime. You can catch them all on Hulu. I think since the last time I actually did a review of stuff, I've probably seen quite a few things. We saw last week. We saw The House with the Clock in the Wall. The clock in the wall. It's all right.
My daughter's wanting to see it.
It was fine. I was entertained. It was entertaining.
Did you see it with your youngins or just you?
It's not with the youngins. And I probably would not have seen it on my own.
Did they like it?
Yeah, there was a part, there was a couple of parts that were a little scary for them.
How old are they?
Well, he'll be 5 tomorrow, actually.
Okay.
5 and 8.
Okay. Sharon, my youngin, she's 7, and when we went and saw Teen Titans Go, she saw the trailer for this and kind of wanted to see it, but I haven't been paying attention to what movies have come out, so I didn't know it was out yet.
I would say it's if she saw the Goosebumps movie with Jack Black.
She didn't.
It's at that level.
Okay.
I would not have let them see that, but apparently they had picked it for a movie night when I wasn't.
Yeah, Goosebumps is a little much for very young ones, I think. Yeah.
But it was, I mean, out of five magic clocks, and, two and a half. It was. I didn't. You know, there was a scene that had CGI that had no reason to have CGI, but for the most part, the effects were pretty good. The plot was serviceable. Like, I mean, you know what you're going in for, and we'll be fine. Much like Hotel Transylvania 3, which I also saw.
Yeah, sure, like that, and I didn't mind it. There were enough little jokes thrown in for grown-ups that I got a kick out of.
I suspect House with the Clock in the Wall would be on the same level. I'm a couple of years behind on this. Hardcore Henry is now on Netflix.
Is that the whole movie that's first person?
Like a GoPro thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sitting through that whole thing. The trailer was enough to drive me crazy.
Once again, know what you're going in for. It is what you think it's going to be. But it's a good action film. But if you're not trying to do that, then yeah, don't do that. Speaking of Netflix, I watched the Dragon Prince, the new animated thing from the makers of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Yeah, sure. I'm watching the hell out of that.
Yeah, it's good, but the animation kind of bugs me. It's like they didn't use as many frames as they should, and you can call it a stylistic choice. If it was a choice, it was not a good choice for me. And I hope that it's not something that they're committed to as, well, this is the aesthetic of the show.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, like, the show is good. And I hope that season two, they don't do that. Keep the same show, but just use more pictures of it.
Yeah.
Iron
Fist. Watch Troll Hunter?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It is. And the Voltron remake is really good. And at this point, they call it a season, you know, but I think Dragon Prince is only like 6 to 8 episodes or something like that. And Voltron is kind of the same thing. They'll do like a 8 episode season. I'm like, that's not a season. Like, you know, it's one thing if you're Sherlock and each of your episodes is 2 hours long. They're really fine. But no, don't give me 6 episodes of a 30-minute show and call that a season. And then give me 6 more 3 months later. I'm like, no, just put them together. Don't miss half a season.
Yeah.
Iron Fist season 2, better than season 1.
That was not hard.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Iron Fist Season 2 is about as good as Luke Cage Season 2.
I keep forgetting to watch that.
Yeah. And that's... There you go. Not bad, but, you know, it is what it is. And... Humans. I'm way behind on that. Good AMC show. Disenchanted. You can skip it.
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
I tried. I didn't make it. I made it 16 minutes into the pilot.
I watched like 3 episodes, and I found myself not laughing. So,
I mean, that's the downside of, you know, having a similar show on the air for 30 years is. A lot of your jokes have been told before, and what is surprising is not surprising.
Yeah. If I had never watched The Simpsons or Futurama, I might dig Disenchanted, but
Yeah, and the thing, like, I heard some sort of, oh, people are just down on it because it's a long story arc, and they weren't ready for it. Like, no, I want a long story arc.
Yeah.
But a long story arc doesn't work if you don't really engage it until the last two episodes.
Yeah.
And the characters aren't likable. Also that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Killjoy on Sci-Fi Channel. I think you can watch, it's like in season 4, you can watch old episodes on scifichannel.com or whatever it is, their app.
I haven't seen anything on the Sci-Fi Channel that has piqued my interest in a while. But
I think you would like Killjoys, actually. Watch a few episodes of Killjoys and tell me what you think. Watch the first few episodes. Like,
okay,
it has a long story arc too. So if you come in like later, you won't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, watch the first two or three episodes. Tell me what you think. Be curious.
Okay. All right, Rick, what have you been watching?
I've been watching crap. it's been really busy at work, we've had some emotional upheavals here in the Casa de Tetro. Nothing like bad. Well, not like interpersonal problems. Just my wife needs surgery, and it's finally happening, but it was kind of dodgy there for a while.
Yeah.
So I've been really just sort of plopping down in the chair and just diving into YouTube, and watching ASMR videos and the guys from How Ridiculous. If you're not familiar with this channel, How Ridiculous, they're these three or four Australian dudes. I think it's four of them. And pretty much all they do is drop shit on other shit from this like giant tower. I'm sorry, I'm making you edit a lot.
No, you're fine. That word is fine.
Okay. but it's remarkably fun to watch. They're just these three bro or four. I'm sorry, there's four of them from Australia, and you know a lot of what their early channel is them doing like these really bizarre trick shots with basketballs and frisbees and stuff. But now there's like they've got this 45 meter tall tower. And most of what they do is just drop like bowling balls and darts and javelins and anvils and stuff on other stuff from up there to see what happens. And it sounds really stupid, but it's entertaining as hell. that's pretty much that and science videos. There's Action Lab and there's a Fermi Lab dude who talks about quantum physics that I really am enjoying. Yeah, I don't just
no judgments.
Sometimes he doesn't get into the math, so I can dig the quantum physics. And then there's Trey Crowder, the liberal redneck.
Yeah, I like him.
He had Al Gore on this week, which was fun. So I've just been kind of trying to escape reality when I'm home. And I haven't even looked to see what's playing at the movie theaters. 2 weeks ago, I gave blood, and we got two free movie passes, and we haven't used them yet.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna go tomorrow, but I don't know what we're gonna see because I don't even really know what's playing. We're in the middle of band marching season, so my daughter has ball games every Friday night. So if we're gonna go to the movies, we have to squeeze it in on a weekday. So it's
So you and your daughter?
No, my wife and I, because we have to go to the ball game because we help out. We're band parents. We have to help out setting up band stuff and all that kind of helping with parking and things like that. So every Friday night during ball season, we can't go to the movies. And then I work all weekend. So if we're going to go to the movies, it's going to be either Tuesday or Thursday night. So
that's the same with us. Usually if we go to a movie, it's, you know, me playing hooky on a Tuesday afternoon, and I've just been too busy. The show we're building right now. It's a lot of fun. It's called She Kills Monsters, and it's about a woman whose younger sister dies in a car crash, and as she's going through her sister's stuff, she finds out that her sister was a big D&D player, and the woman knows nothing about this world, so she finds her dungeon master and gets him to put her through her sister's game. And so 2/3 of the play is inside the D&D world.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm doing the fight choreography, which I'm really enjoying. But it's a big set. It's a lot of stuff, and it's keeping me really busy.
Well, all right. I'm glad you explained the rest of it, because if you said it's a lot of fun. It's about this girl that dies in a car.
Yeah, that's not the best place to start from, but that's, yeah. that's where the play opens. And
you'll run to a big dance number right after that.
Hijinks ensue.
Right. Okay. Well, that's...
I didn't want to make...
Go ahead.
I didn't want to make it seem like all that stuff that I listed that's like I've been watching, like... that's not over like a short amount of time. That's like...
That was at least 2 days.
That's just what you binged on last night. I know.
This is
I've been thinking about watching. I tell you the truth, I don't think I finished Iron Fist season one, so I'd have to go back and finish season one before I even start season two, and I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
I quit Iron Fist season one in episode 6 because I didn't give a shit. If they believed if he was the
Immortal Iron Fist.
He says that every time,
I am the Immortal Iron Fist.
Yeah. No, I didn't care if the people that owned his company gave a damn, believed he was who he, it was like, wow, we're going to go see him try to prove who he is in court. I can't wait to not watch that.
All right. Well, that seems like a good place to stop. Virginia, let everybody know where they can find you.
You can find my Star Trek for Beginners blog at tocasuallygo.com, and you can find my podcast with my boyfriend / co-host Shane called Wait You've Never Seen on the Cosmic Potato Network.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. It is a lot of fun. Yeah.
And what you're doing the House on Haunted Hill next, right?
Yes.
Okay. The October or the remake?
Oh, the old one.
Okay.
All of October is going to be sort of spooky themed movies.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
You can find me hiding under my bed or quivering in the closet trying to avoid responsibilities or at simplysyndicated.com on the 7 Chevron, Starbase 66, or Simply Syndicated Movie Quiz.
All right. And John?
You can hear me on Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk podcast. You can hear me on You can hear me on Scented Candles. the Star Wars Diplomat After Show. And you can hear me hosting the game show of the Cosmic Potato Network Captain Game Show, of which you heard a bootleg version tonight. that's not a diss. Some of my favorite versions of bootlegs. But yeah, there's a new episode every week, and three co-hosts here are regular guests. So as you know, I do love games, so it is nice to get to play them. I really do appreciate that one.
All right, and of course, you'll find me on this show and sometimes on Captain Game Show on a Simply Syndicated Discovery After Show. Make sure you come to CosmicPotato.com, check out all the other shows that we've got on there. Got a lot of good stuff, so come and check that out. And be sure to join us next time on Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk podcast, when you might hear John say,
"Hey, guys. What's the difference between an antelope's wife and an antelope's girlfriend?"
What?
No.
He calls one deer, but the other's just his caribou.
Oh my god.
Hey guys.
Yes.
Why do antelopes love big weddings?
Why?
Because they're anti-elope.
You should have quit while you were
ahead. Oh, man.
Whatever, man. Bucky.
B Be sure you like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can contact us by email at mail@cosmicpotato.com or send us a voicemail or text message to 205-642-8380. Help the show grow by giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Thank you for joining us for Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk podcast.
Well done.